When sequestration led agencies to furlough employees 2 years ago, not everyone took it lying down. The National Federation of Federal Employees launched 2 lawsuits. It accused the Defense Department of violating the law. The employees' salaries were not paid from the main pot of funds that had been cut by the sequestration law. Now, there's an ending to this story. Here to tell it is Deborah DiAgostino in this week's Legal Loop. She's an employment attorney at the Federal Practice Group. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Recap the key facts in each of these cases for us, please.
Sure. Cases were brought by bargaining unit employees at 2 different DOD facilities. One was an Army depot and one was an arsenal. And these facilities are both what are called Army working capital entities. I guess the easiest way to explain that is that these entities receive initial capital through appropriation from Congress, but then after that, they're sort of self-supporting. They basically kind of serve as mini contractors to other DOD entities. So because of that, they said, look, we make our own money. We have our own customers, which is DOD, but that's the argument they set forth. And thus, because we're self-funded and self-supported, we shouldn't be touched by sequestration because we have our own budget. Let us use our own money to pay our employees instead of putting them on a furlough. And so that's the argument that they raise.
And that's something, just to stop you for a minute, it's much broader than these a handful of places within DOD. I remember the Patent and Trademark Office had the same debate. There are plenty of other offices scattered throughout the government that are not funded out of direct appropriations like the type that were sequestered.
That is very true. Unfortunately, I think sort of government-wide, either at arbitration or MFTB, the same result has been reached, and that's one not in the employee's favor. The thinking basically is that a furlough is an adverse action, and it is, under 5 U.S.C. 75. We call that Chapter 75. And Chapter 75 applies to agencies, right? And so the question is, what's an agency? And in this case, the ultimate question for what ended up being the Federal Circuit was, you know, is the agency the small arsenal in New York, or is the agency DOD? And at the end of the day, the decision of both the arbitrator as well as the Federal Circuit is that when you're talking about the agency, that's DOD, not, you know, not a local entity.
So basically, they're saying that even though these people's salaries are paid out of something that is not sequestered, has nothing to do with sequester, DOD still has to balance its budget with the remaining funds. So that's understandable, except for the fact that where does the money saved by furloughing these people actually go?
Well, I think we all wish we knew the answer to that question. You know, these particular furloughs were a direct result of the sequestration. I mean, I think that the reason so many of these cases has been brought is because of the feeling, and it's well understood that, okay, fine, there's sequestration. You've got to tighten the budget. You've got to save some money.
Yeah.
But do you really have to do that by laying us off for a week, especially when we know realistically that these people are going to get back pay? So it just ends up costing the government a tremendous amount, really. I mean, the amount of money that's been spent on even litigating these cases by these unions, by the employees, by bodies like the MFPB has been tremendous.
We're speaking with Deborah DiAgostino, a federal employment attorney here in Washington. Well, and the thing is that's what those of us who are not lawyers understand it to be. Sequester means that you need to cut funds to balance your budget. But on the other hand, if these working capital funds aren't part of your budget, why does it matter? Now, the rationale, if I understand, by the arbitrators is that it could still help, say, DOD or the larger department if these people were furloughed?
Exactly. The arbitrator just found that, you know, the working capital entities, even though they do have their own budgets, are still beholden to the Secretary of Defense. The Secretary of Defense controls all of DOD, of which these working capital entities are part of. And thus, the furloughs were determined to be what it was called a reasonable management solution to the financial restrictions.
So from a lawyer's perspective, what's the significance of this? These are cases that wound their way through the court system, not the Merit Systems Protection Board. Do they have lessons for us for, say, the next time furloughs become an issue?
Well, they actually weren't necessarily brought through the court system. So what happened in these cases is because these employees were covered by a collective bargaining agreement, they had the option to either file a grievance or go to the MSPB. And so in this case, what they did is file a grievance. And then the union agreed to strike for arbitration. And, you know, the thinking was the MSPB has already issued several adverse decisions on furlough. So why not, why not see what an arbitrator would do with it? That is a judgment call that needs to be made a lot of times in cases where employees are covered by a collective bargaining agreement, and oftentimes arbitration is a much more favorable forum. You know, the problem with arbitration is that it's almost impossible to overturn an arbitrator's decision. And so, even though this went to the Federal Circuit, which is just one step down from the Supreme Court, so, you know, obviously they have tremendous power, they still said, you know, look, even though we're the Federal Circuit, we can only overturn an arbitrator under very limited circumstances. They really have a very limited review. It must be, you know, an arbitrary, capricious decision by the arbitrator, or the Federal Circuit had to find that the arbitrator actually abused his discretion. And that's really, really hard. So from a practical standpoint, you know, once an arbitrator rules, lawyers pretty much think that's going to be the final decision.
So maybe you just answered my question. Before this particular lawsuit, is this the end of the road?
It is. I mean, I suppose they could try knocking on the Supreme Court's door. I would be surprised if they take that step, and I would be surprised if the Supreme Court picks this up. The Federal Circuit has held the same pretty consistently throughout. This actually isn't the first furlough case the Federal Circuit looked at. They took another on appeal from the MSPB, and in that same case, they held the exact same thing. So it seems to be that the Federal Circuit's position on this is very consistent. Really the only cases where employees have had success challenging these furloughs is where the agency screwed something up, like notice, or where they targeted the wrong folks. And so, you know, in this case, in one of the arbitrations, the arbitration at the Arsenal, the arbitrator actually said, you know, no, the security folks covered by the collective bargaining agreement shouldn't be furloughed. It's not shocking that security personnel is considered essential at a place like an arsenal. You wouldn't want an arsenal going unguarded. But aside from those calls where there really was an argument to be made that these personnel are essential, it's just been really, really tough to challenge these things. So, you know, hopefully Congress will get it together and we won't be looking at this issue again.
Right. Debra D'Agostino is a federal employment attorney at the Federal Practice Group. Debra, thank you.
Sure thing. Have a good day.